Steve, there has been a lot of news coverage, a lot of it not accurate or fair, of course, from the legacy news media about Project 2025. So you have, in fact, helped write portions of it. Tell our audience, what is Project 2025?
It's a multi-year project that the Heritage Foundation has led, but we're leading a large coalition of other conservative organizations and activist groups. I think our advisory board tops 110 different conservative organizations. We all coalesced together a couple of years ago for the purpose of providing policy recommendations and personnel recommendations to the next conservative president. And so that's how the project started out, even before the primary season began. So we decided to first put all of our ideas down on paper, and that led to a very thick book that's available for sale if any of your listeners are interested in our exact policy proposals. And then we also wanted to recruit people from around the country who were ready, willing, and able to serve in the next conservative administration and have them put their information through our system so that we could review them and vet them and meet them even so that we can make recommendations to the next conservative administration, which it's turning out to be former President Donald Trump. And so we hope once the convention is over and the transition period the planning period begins, to be able to make these recommendations to President Trump and his campaign team.
So planning for a presidential transition and organizations and various groups, you mentioned 110 of them, working on policies they would like to see the federal government implement. How is it that somehow this has been cast as being nefarious by the left? It would seem to me to be just normal, prudent planning.
The issue is the conservatives have coalesced. Now we've started to do what the left does every 4 years. They're much better at this type of coalition building and planning and scheming than we as conservatives are. They're just more organized in that way because they dominate academics. They dominate the think tanks. For every Heritage Foundation out there, there's a score of liberal think tanks thinking about what's going to happen in the next administration. So the left and the media see what we're doing, and frankly, they're getting very concerned that when President Trump wins election again, that there's not going to be chaos, there's not going to be disorder, that there's going to be a thousands and thousands of allies of the president's ready, willing, and able to step in and help him implement his agenda. So what the left does with the complete complicity of the media is they'll lie about this project. They'll make up a bunch of false recommendations that we've never made before and then attack the project and try to hang it around the president's head. You know, this isn't when they attack Project 2025, they're attacking Donald Trump because they think that in attacking the president's allies, that they can harm the president. And it's just simply not the case. And we're going to fight back their false accusations, and good will win out here because their accusations are baseless, and we're prepared to defend what we've done with this project.
The left, of course, places a lot of attention, a lot of interest, of course, in the deep state, the bureaucracy. Tell us a little bit, Steve, about how important it is for a presidential administration to be able to actually effectuate change in the deep state and not just at the top policy level.
Well, of course, and you've touched on something there as well, why they're coming after the project, because the project's coming after them. They should be afraid. The deep state, the permanent federal bureaucracy that vote overwhelmingly in favor of Democrat candidates and liberal and leftist candidates, one of the reasons that they attack the project is we're going after them. And we'll make recommendations to the president that the president is already amenable to. At near the end of his first administration, he did something called Schedule F, what was not able to implement it because it was at the end of the administration. So what Schedule F does is it makes a bunch of federal bureaucrats who are in positions of power and positions of authority, but they're not political appointees, it makes them no longer protected by the civil service rules. And they can, if they don't follow the president's agenda, they can be removed from their position, either transferred or fired or demoted. What we want to avoid in the next Trump administration is the deep state blocking the president's agenda, slow rolling the president's agenda, and putting up obstacles. There was too much of that between 2017 and 2020. So one of our recommendations, which the president is already amenable to, is to do something called Schedule F, where we reclassify several thousands and thousands of these deep state folks with the purpose of having them implement the president's agenda rather than block it.
With the recent decision by the Supreme Court of the United States in the Chevron case here, Steve, is it ever more important that the deep state, the bureaucracy, actually be brought into line in terms of being responsive to the will of the president, elected by the people, and the will of Congress, also elected by we the people?
Yes, we're big fans of the overruling and the overturning of the Chevron doctrine. It returns the real authority for making laws back to where it belongs under the Constitution, which is our Article I branch of government, Congress. Congress, for too long, has passed laws and just allowed the federal bureaucracy, the executive branch, to work out all the details and have discretion, way too much discretion, about how to work out those details. And what happens is you have federal agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency way overreaching based on federal legislation like the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and deciding things like carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Well, Congress never passed any law saying carbon dioxide was a pollutant, but the EPA has made that finding on their own, and then they're using it to shut down all different types of industry and construction and agriculture and you name it. So the federal bureaucracy has been spinning out of control for decades with that regulatory power. And now some sanity is going to be restored after the Supreme Court wisely overturned the Chevron doctrine.
Steve Groves is the Margaret Thatcher Fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation. We've been talking about Project 2025, a project to assist with the presidential transition that will occur in January of next year. Steve, tell us a little bit about Heritage. Also, you referenced the fact Project 2025, a lot of policy material there. Where can folks find that on the web? How can they get more information on Project 2025?
Everything you'll want to know about the project is available at project2025.org. That's project2025.org. And that website will have a number of resources for your listeners, depending on how deeply they want to learn about the project. The first thing is that our policy book, which is called Mandate for Leadership, The Conservative Promise, is available for free on that website. You can go and download the whole book or download the chapters that you'd like to read. They're all available in PDF. You can also buy the book, which is available, I think, in hardcover and paperback by this point, to find out what the media is lying about. The media is, and the lefties are lying through their teeth about what our project recommends to the next president. You can find the truth right there on the website. It's all there in black and white. Another thing that your listeners would be interested in on that project2025.org website is the personnel database. If any of your listeners have the skill sets that are necessary to serve in the next administration and would like our project to recommend you to the next administration, you can go to that website and look at the thing that says personnel database. And you can apply and click on some links and be sent an application to send in your resume, all of your information for consideration by the project who then in turn, after vetting, will recommend you to serve the next administration. Again, that's the whole purpose of this project, is to make recommendations to the Trump campaign and the Trump transition. They are the ones who make all the decisions. The president makes all the policy decisions. The president decides who he's going to hire. Our project of 110-plus conservative organizations is just here to make recommendations to the future president and his team. So that's the project in a nutshell, and we're just happy to lead it here at the Heritage Foundation. We're a nonprofit 501c3 that's been around since the early 1970s. This project and all the rest of Heritage's work, research, and other products are available at heritage.org.
Steve Groves of the Heritage Foundation. Steve, thank you for taking time to be with us.
I appreciate you having me on.